And David joins us in 20 minutes to talk about the Rob Ryan firing, what kind of changes that means for the Cowboys defense, and who the next defensive coordinator might be. That's in 20 minutes. But first, Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Dallas Dodge, Chrysler Jeep, and McDonald's.
Okay, before we get to a story of a guy who had a much worse commute than you, the P1, did this morning with all the rain, backup, and accidents, there are a couple things going on up here at Cumulus Nation.
Cumulus Station.
At the ticket today. One of them we've already talked about, and that is the mysterious flu vaccinations that have somehow just been organized for all the employees of Cumulus.
Mm-hmm.
We are all going to line up and get an injection of something that authorities are telling us is the flu vaccine.
Hmm.
But I predict we're all going to take the injection, and we're all going to get real compliant and docile and take orders from our Cumulus overlords, and we will be drugged.
Turned into zombies.
Turned into zombies, but not the new kind of zombies, the old kind. Mm-hmm. You know, the new zombies can move like at the speed of sound and do all that stuff and have fangs.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be the old kind that just kind of wander around and lumber. And that's what they do up here. That's what
fine.
They do. They vaccinate us against our will up here.
You don't have to do it.
Oh.
But there's
something else going on. Today, after this program, do you guys know what it is?
Unfortunately, yes.
Craig, do you know what it is?
Up here.
Up here.
Oh, is it what you two guys have to do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Today, Wednesday, January 9th, in the year of our Lord, 2013, after the program, George and I will enter a dark, cramped, cold room, stand in front of microphones, and perform this year's Ticket Stock song. The song that will drive the P1s crazy for the next month and a half.
And us too. Drives us crazy.
Yeah.
We don't like it.
We hate it. But this is, once again, something we are forced to do by management.
By management.
That we have no say in. And just so happens that we're getting injected right before we have to do it.
Mm-hmm. You don't put up as big a fight.
Right. To zap us of our strength so we can't fight back as they're trying to wrestle us into the room. You know, because half the time... And Giorgio, I think last year I won, but the year before you won, and that's the amount of hang time that we had on the door frame as they were trying to drag us in there, how long we could hang on to it, where they got us in the room.
This one's going to be great, though. We heard the song yesterday. I think it's going to be pretty, pretty good.
Yeah, it might be okay. We'll probably screw it up, but it should be okay.
What was the worst one?
Last year's.
What was last year's?
Yeah, I think last year's was the worst. It was too long.
Which one was it?
Ticket stock, ticket stock. Yeah, it's time for ticket stock.
An event that's like no other.
Is that the one?
Yeah. No, they're all equally bad.
We need to rank them.
No. Last year's was the Adele song.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
That's right. 2 years ago was.
2 years ago was Poker Face. Last year was the Adele song.
Last year
was the biggest beating.
It's time for Ticket Stock.
That was Summer Bash.
Oh, that's right.
Summer Bash.
I don't know. We did something.
Okay, that's the one that beat me. Whatever the Adele song was beat me.
So you're saying today's, Craig, you're predicting that today's will be a home run
for
the P1s.
Great success.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Well, when will we debut it? Tomorrow or Friday?
I don't know. Probably later in the week.
All right, just want to make P1s aware of that.
So I don't know.
So, okay, the three of us can't stand driving in traffic. I think that perhaps Craig and I have less tolerance than Giorgio on this. I mean, I cannot stand to be in traffic.
I don't like it, but generally I'm a more patient person than you.
I don't know about that.
On some things, as far as digging through documents and looking through instructions and things like that, and online consumer credit reports, yes, you win that one.
Okay. Well, we're lucky because we get to travel to work at 3 in the morning when there's not a lot of traffic.
Lucky?
Yeah, you know what? I'll take that.
I think we are lucky.
I'll take getting up a couple hours earlier than most human beings.
And also returning back home before the traffic gets crazy.
Yeah.
That is great.
It's wonderful. But a lot of our people, thank God we have a lot of traffic problems in Dallas-Fort Worth. Because it helps the little ticket.
Mm-hmm.
It increases the amount of time that you spend with your favorite radio station.
That's it.
We help you pass the time.
Good. Time.
Well, listen to this guy's commute in Canonsburg, Pennsylvania. A guy going to work tried to kill himself twice during his commute. 22 years old. That's pretty young to be getting so beaten down and fed up that you just try to kill yourself.
How did he try?
All right. He first tried to end his life by jumping out of a moving vehicle.
So he wasn't driving.
The way it's worded here is jumping out of a moving vehicle that was driving him to work. So I'm assuming that he was carpooling.
Yeah.
And he's just sitting there, perhaps in the back seat with the other four guys who are going to their generic jobs. He's listening to them drone on about the same damn things they always talk about every morning.
Couldn't take it.
And he just couldn't take it anymore. Passing the same billboards, seeing the same scenery, going into that same work, knowing that coworker is going to make the same comment to him. And he just couldn't take it. And he said, blanket. And he opened the door and just jumped out. He didn't die. He shredded his clothing on the pavement and scraped himself up, but he didn't die.
They put him back in the car?
Well, no, I don't think he got back in that car. But half an hour later, the cops say that he stepped over a guardrail into the path of a tractor trailer.
Oh, my God.
He tried to step in front of an 18-wheeler.
Wow. Did that do it?
That.
Which avoided him for the most part. The driver, you know, takes evasive measures and avoids hitting him square on, but did knock him out of his shoes.
He went airborne
and got knocked out of his shoes. So troopers were nearby the scene. They were probably called after he tried to jump out of the car in the first place 30 minutes before. So they were nearby, and they are there, and they see the guy after he gets knocked out of his shoes by the 18-wheeler. The guy jumps up off the ground, grabs his shoes, slides down a hillside, and walked to work and just went to his job.
How could he be worth anything at work that day?
Well, how did someone not take him in to be evaluated or something?
Well, that's the thing. They went and they got him at his workplace and flew him to the hospital.
Oh, okay.
But there's something about this story that just is so heart-wrenching to me about the soulless droning of existence that finally he's just so beaten. Now he's even bored with suicide. So he just goes ahead and just goes on into work and just starts going through his paper. And putting the stamps on the paper and filing them away and doing his work.
It's like something out of a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, if this was in a movie, we wouldn't believe it.
Right.
It'd be too fantastic. So here's a dude who had a worse morning than you did, P1. So feel better. Happy Wednesday. Have you guys noticed that your memory has been going? Do you remember things as well as you used to?
Mm-hmm. No, I do not.
You do not?
No.
Your memories are preserved. They say that people addicted to watching pornography on the internet are in danger of suffering memory loss, which has, of course, a major impact on their life. And I can't remember where I read this.
where did this come from? That's pretty funny, Gordon.
Thank you very much.
That makes sense. Georgia. Isn't Bob always saying Dan is losing his memory?
Yeah.
So, what was that thing
we did? When is that? When are we doing that? When are we interviewing him?
Who are you guys again?
We got,
See, Jer can't remember who we're imitating.
What's going on in here?
So everybody's having problems with this, except for you guys. So they did this study, and they had guys like watch footage that was not pornographic, and guys watch things that were pornographic, and then they compared their, they did memory tests with them afterwards.
Slapping sounds.
And the guys who had been all primed up on adult material, their brains were just completely distracted. They couldn't remember things. And I've noticed this non-pornographically. Just in general, with women around, it's harder to concentrate on what you're supposed to be doing. Instead of... I mean, look at how many times we've been in a meeting, and a hot girl has walked by a conference room, and you see her, and every guy just kind of, their mouths go slack, and their eyes kind of look over, and they just follow her. They track
mainly
her
you.
Across.
Nah, that's mainly you that
and,
does that.
And things just grind to a halt.
You know my claim.
What?
We are all animals, and we wake up every day, and our main job is to pretend we are not. Well, I'm going to put on this clothing.
Well, okay.
I'm going to close the door when I go to the bathroom. No one will know what I'm doing in here. I'm not an animal.
Why's he so hung up on that?
Yeah, why are you so hung up on
because
that?
Because it's the truth. And well, I'm all about
all right,
the truth.
In what ways do you say we're an animal?
Because all we care about is eating, pooping, and sex.
Oh my gosh.
And everything else, is secondary and supports those three basic animal habits.
Religion, art, literature, none of those things matter to you?
It's all to make us feel better about the fact that we are an animal. Guess what I did today?
Nod your head.
Guess what I did today? I went to the museum. Oh, you must not poop, eat, and have sex then, because you went to the museum. Therefore, you're a higher being.
Just nod your head and agree. Right.
Mm-hmm. No, I want to understand his position a little bit more, Giorgio.
He's tried to explain it for 18 years, and we never get it. Just nod your head and agree.
Okay, but
with
Junior,
it.
Aren't you reducing the human experience a little bit here?
No.
There are other things than those three things.
We are what our bodies say we are.
Ooh, repurposing the Bill Parcells quote.
We are what our bodies say we are. And every morning, we wake up and our bodies need food.
Mm-hmm.
Our bodies need to go to the bathroom.
Bacon.
And our bodies need sex.
Bacon.
And there's nobody that can deny those three. Those three urges are with you every morning.
Okay.
It is what your body dictates.
But
your body does not have the urge every morning to get dressed, to go study art at a gallery, to have
what about to enjoy fine wines?
To enjoy wines, a sunset.
So
many things I've enjoyed in my life that have nothing to do with any of those three
things.
Contemplating flowers?
You can enjoy all of that. I enjoy football. But it's not a need. My body does not need it to exist. There are tons of stuff that I enjoy, but all of that is to sidetrack us from what animals we really are.
Okay.
Okay. What about, more need to the human being, and that's watching funny videos.
Chimpanzee. Speaking of which, we're going to get to the funny Rob Ryan comment.
Yeah. Okay. So, Giorgio, you dug this up here. And I'm going to have to throw it to you as a special contributor to the morning show. Let's go to George Dunham with exciting, freshly uncovered Rob Ryan audio.
Well, it's not fresh. It's actually when he got the job 2 years ago. And this is his outlook on getting the job here in Dallas. And I think he says something that indicts him as not being a really good defensive coordinator.
I don't know. I've had success, even though it's been documented that I haven't.
What? I've had success even though it's been documented that I haven't.
Yeah. Did he mean to say, you know, some people think that I haven't had success, but I have?
Why don't you just say, despite what others say, I have had success?
Ryan. I don't know. I've had success even though it's been documented that I haven't.
So what was his record as defensive coordinator?
Here?
The Goose.
16-16.
No. The Goose had this stat. I thought it was the Goose. Who had this stat on his Twitter tweet? It was in his career.
Oh, gosh.
His one loss record?
Yeah, win loss record. Yeah.
That's not good.
He's been with the Browns and Raiders, bad teams.
So, how long will it take, Rob? Will he get another job for next year?
Probably.
Yeah, he'll be working somewhere in the NFL. I don't think it's a given that he'll be a coordinator, though. because it's been documented that he's not a very good one.
So you're predicting failure?
Well, I don't know. Put him with a talented team, maybe he could have success someday.
All right, handicap this for me right now. What are the chances that Jason Garrett is not the play caller next year? Is it greater than 50-50 that he will not be the play caller?
I was going to say 50-50. And maybe he's already been told he's not going to be.
You want that Rob Ryan record?
Yes, please.
46-98.
Oh, God.
You know it's hard to. He's right. You know why it's you know why it's hard to answer the Jason Garrett question, the play caller question, because I don't know if Jason Garrett fired Rob Ryan or Jerry Jones fired Rob Ryan. Jason picked up the phone and called him, but I don't know who made the decision.
Does Jason Garrett?
And therefore, if Jerry made the decision, then Garrett will probably not be calling the plays next year because Jerry will tell him not to. But if Garrett is the one that's making all the decisions, then there's no question Garrett is calling the plays again next year. Because he thinks he does a good job at that.
And if Jason is told by Jerry Jones, I want a play caller, then how much is Jason into that head coaching job?
Very into it.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think that Jason doesn't care quite so much about calling the plays?
He would make concessions to be the head coach of the Cowboys, absolutely. And I think he would give that up.
But would he give, I guess my question is, would he give it up but be a really pissed off employee? Or does he get over it quickly?
Yeah, I think he'd be a good soldier.
Man, to me, it seems like he is awfully invested psychologically in being the play caller. I don't know why I think that, but it just seems like that is his identity and that means the most to him.
I don't know. I've had success, even though it's been documented that I haven't.
Stop playing that.
I think you're on to something, and he's done it for so long around here.
Yeah.
It's like he wants to see it through.
Does Jason fight for this? I mean, does he really argue with... Perhaps the bargain that was struck was that Jerry came to Jason and said, okay, we want to get an offensive play caller. And Jason says, no, I want to do that. Here, I'll let you go ahead and fire Rob Ryan. You can overrule me on that, and you can get rid of Rob Ryan.
Okay, deal. You called him.
All right, we got a lot of questions for David Moore. The Ranch Report is coming up next. Who really fired Rob Ryan?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be the next defensive coordinator? What's the offensive coordinator's future? And will the Cowboys really go back to a 4-3? We'll try to answer all of those with David next.